Mar, it seems GOP's fighting against its anti-Semitic wing harder than Dems are. By Ian Hanschett on November 8, 2025. On Friday's broadcast of HBO's Real Time, host Bill Maher criticized Tucker Carlson's Nick Fuentes interview but noted that does seem like the entire Republican establishment lined up against this in a way he's unsure you could say about Democrats. And he isn't sure Democrats are more afraid of their anti-Semitic wing than the GOP is. Maher said that Carlson is like the world's oldest grow-iper. Because he started having on Holocaust deniers. He started to be the I'm just asking questions guy. Questions like, who do you think, were, the good guys in World War II? Really stupid questions. And criticized Heritage Foundation President Kevin Roberts for his rhetoric on Carlson by saying that Carlson didn't challenge Fuentes. He added, it seems like both parties now have an anti-Semitic wing. Maher further stated, it does seem like the entire Republican establishment lined up against this. I'm not sure you could say that about the Democratic establishment. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, he was very good on this. He said, the danger I want to highlight tonight is anti-Semitism. In the last 6 months, I've seen it on the rise in a way I've never seen it before on the right. Here's the interesting thing I thought he said, about a decade ago, anti-Semitism began rising on the left, and the Democrat IC party did nothing. And in the decade that followed, it has consumed the Democrat IC party. I'm not so sure he is not right about that. I'm not so sure the Democratic politicians are more afraid to challenge their left who think Hamas is terrific than the Republicans are. Later, Maher stated that the Republican establishment never met something so far right that they won't, at least some of them, take it seriously. But also agreed with Bill O'Reilly that they were embarrassed by Fuentes and agreed with O'Reilly that President Donald Trump is staunchly pro-Israel. Follow Ian Hanschett on Twitter at Ian Hanschett.